Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the latest Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior three-sports star at Mayapack High School, Lauren Bieberman, currently in the midst of her basketball season. So hi, welcome to the show, Lauren, and congratulations on the award.
Hi, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, very well deserved, as I see from the nomination letter and all your achievements, so good for you. And also, we've got your coach with us, Coach Hines. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
And it's Mayred, correct? Is that how you pronounce that, your first name?
Mayred.
Mayred. I'm sorry. You know, you told me that like just moments ago, and it's already flitted out of my brain. My apologies.
Don't worry about it. It's one of those tough Irish names with a lot of vowels.
Okay. Yes, I see that. Lauren, I want to let you know, by the way, it's nice to meet you because I am also a fellow Mayopackian, as that is where I graduated from.
Oh, fun.
Yes, yes. Now, I'm not going to tell you when I graduated from there because that'll just make me cry. But just let you know that MTV was only a year old and I made some very questionable hair and fashion choices when I got to college. Okay, so that's how old I am.
I got it.
So I see that the past week or so has been very good for you, very good for the team. You took down three really strong squads, Arlington, Pelham, and John Jay East Fishkill. They were a combined 50-14. So that is definitely three very strong squads. You beat Arlington 57-44, 20 points, 9 rebounds, 6 steals for you, 51-44 over Pelham. 13 points, 7 rebounds, 8 steals, and 5 blocks, which I'm sure for the opposing team is probably one of the most frustrating things ever. And also 51-44 over J. Jeff, where you had 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 steals. So obviously very well done for the team to take all three games, and that's quite a run for you.
Yeah, thank you. It was exciting.
Oh, I'm sure it was. And apparently, are you guys using some sort of a Jedi mind trick that says you don't need to score more than 44? We'll do the rest. That just happened to be the final score for all three teams. They scored 44 points, according to the nomination letter.
I'm like, that's so weird.
Yeah, I know. What kind of weird magic are you guys using? So after that run, where does that leave you in the standings at the moment?
We are, I think, second in Class A.
Okay.
And, which is really exciting.
All right. And Coach had mentioned to me before we started the interview here that it's a new league for you this year. What is that?
Yeah, we were in the A League last year when we were playing teams like Yorktown, Brewster, Somers. And then we got put back into the Double A League this year when we're playing the bigger schools like Arlington and Ketchum and John Jay, which is a lot more difficult for us going from last year.
But you guys obviously are, you gals obviously are doing it well. You know, you've got what your record's like 14-4, I think.
Yeah, we're trying to get a fight.
Yeah, so you certainly have stepped up your game to play the bigger, to play the bigger schools. Now, how long does the season last?
It's from mid-November to where, however far we go in sectionals into March.
Okay, so the regular season, does that end sometime soon?
Today's our last, actually, regular season game.
Oh, okay. And then the coach said you were looking at possibly the number two seed heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, we have our last regular season game this week, today, actually. But sectionals will start. The outer bracket game is mid-next week. And then our first game would be the 18th of February. That would be the first round.
All right. Well, good luck there. And I'm sure high expectations for you. And Lauren, you've had quite a career there at Mayapack. Three-time all-section, three-time all-league, all-state honorable mention, low-HUD Super 7. But it's not just basketball for you. There's also volleyball. How long have you been playing volleyball?
I started playing volleyball in seventh grade. I joined the modified team, and then I played ever since.
Okay, and I played well, all conference, all league. And I also noticed that you're the captain of the volleyball team and also the captain of the basketball team. And most of the winners that I have interviewed for this award are captains of their respective squads. And my question is, how does that make you feel? Now, look, obviously, you're walking the walk when it comes to how you play on the court. But how does it feel knowing that the team looks to you for leadership? Does it put any pressure on you?
I just think it's a really nice feeling kind of growing up with these girls and knowing that they are able to look to me to gain like a sense of, okay, we're good. This is what we need to do. And everyone just looks to me to be the calm person, to know what to do. Sometimes it's stressful, but it's nice to know that I can do that for everyone else.
Well, yes, it is. That is a skill to be able to bring, kind of talk people off the ledge on occasion, you know, to be that voice of reason that says, hey, we're doing fine. Bring it down. We've got this. Now, with some of the younger players, is there anything that you've seen in the way of younger players making strides that you're proud of that maybe you helped along?
We have a bunch of underclassmen on our team. And when they have a great play in a game, or they use any ounce of confidence that they have, because it's stressful being a freshman on varsity. And so when anything like that happens, it's really exciting for everyone.
Oh, I'm sure it is. And I'm sure for you, you know, you had captains or older players that you looked up to. So is there anything that they say taught you that you've been able to now use in your captainship?
The biggest lesson I've learned is everyone's stressed. Even if everyone looks calm, everyone is freaking out on the inside. So it's okay to address that and move past it.
that it definitely is. And this is very cool. I also note, speaking of captains, that you are the captain of the flag football team, which just got started. Now, where did that idea come from? And that has got to be a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. It started last year. It got introduced as a varsity sport. And as an AAU basketball player, I was never able to play a bunch of spring sports because I'd always miss for tournaments and I'd have to leave early and miss games, practices. And no, like, team really wanted that. It wasn't fair to the rest of my teammates that I was playing with. So then when flag football was introduced, it was a little lenient on practices and stuff, and they understood that basketball came first. So when there was an opportunity to play, it was really exciting, and a lot of the basketball team jumped on that opportunity.
Oh, that's great. And now, what position do you play flag football wise?
Wide receiver.
Okay. Well, you got the hype for that. So yes, but that's great. And I would imagine too, that flag football is a little bit of a break for you from possibly the stress of basketball, that, you know, kind of blow off steam there with some flag football.
Yeah, definitely.
And obviously, like you said, basketball is your number one. And I see you've got yourself a scholarship to play at Adelphi University. And that had to be possibly the coolest day ever when you found out that everything was a go.
Yeah.
And coach, I'm going to imagine that you were one of the first phone calls.
Well, I was actually new this year. So she made her commitment relatively right when. Yeah. When did you commit? You committed like
early September.
Yeah. Early September. So I had just gotten the job a couple months later. So for me, it was the perfect introduction. I was like, this is great. I was like, I haven't even really gotten to practice really that much with her. But at that point, I knew I was like, this is so exciting for her. And then also for our team to have a person of that talent and that caliber, especially my first year at Mayapak. I was definitely very excited.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. I mean, to know you're walking in the door with that kind of player just waiting for you. And speaking of Lauren and you being the coach in your first year, tell me a little bit about what it's been like to coach Lauren for this first year of yours at Mayapak.
It's been a pleasure. I mean, myself and my assistant coach, we're both brand new to Mayapak. I mean, obviously I went to Mayapak, but Lauren was refreshing. It was nice to have a leader on the team when we have six seniors, right? And the girls don't know us that well. It was nice to have that point person who was going to help us with the girls, right? Because we didn't know them at first. So getting to know how people play, how people react, and then also being able to lean on her in certain times and have her really lead us on the court. And I think you'll see our team has gotten better throughout the season, but also Lauren has continued to get better, which for some high caliber players, you don't always see, because they're up there. You kind of see them kind of get stagnant because they're better. But now she's continued to, basketball-wise and leadership-wise throughout the season, continue to improve, which has just been fantastic to see. And she's been such a help for us as new coaches. So I can't say enough. It's been great.
And that's great, too, you know, with Lauren, you continuing to peak as you head into the playoffs. Can't ask for more than that.
No, definitely not. Yeah. This is the right time to get
Exactly. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Mayapak High School's Lauren Bieberman. So, Lauren, this award, you know, it's not just the sports accomplishments, but it is also the academics that come into play, and you're in very good shape there. You got a full complement of AP and honors courses, a 96 average. But one question that I ask of everybody is, what is your class of choice? What is the thing you get the most enjoyment out of class-wise?
Any science class. I'm really into all the sciences. I'm taking my second year of chemistry this year, which is a college chemistry class, and it's really interesting. I really enjoyed bio, so kind of any science class, throw me in, and I'm good.
Okay, now, is there any class that surprised you? Maybe something you took as an elective or something that you didn't expect to gather your interest so much?
I took a class at BOCES last year. I took the CNA program there. And so it's not kind of an elective, but I was able to become a full certified nursing assistant.
Oh, nice.
And so kind of solidified my idea that I wanted to go to nursing school. So that was cool that I was able to do that.
Now, is that something, I don't know, what does Adelphi offer that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, so perfect. So you're going to play basketball. You got the scholarship and you can do some nursing. And obviously you're doing some nursing. You're going to involve a boatload of sciences.
Yes.
So that's looking bright there for you. That's fantastic. I also see that you're a member of the Unified Student Activism Committee. What exactly do you all do there?
It was kind of just helping out wherever you can in the community. We did things like the Special Olympics. We had a track meet for everyone that was allowed to participate, kind of just helping out and volunteering wherever you can.
Oh, that's great. So do you have any projects currently, or do you have anything coming up?
Not that I know of right now, but there's something that should be in the works soon.
Oh, okay. All right. And I see that you're a member of the Spanish Club, as well as the Spanish Honor Society, Math Honor Society. You're the public relations officer for the school. What do you do there?
For Spanish Honor Society, I am the public relations officer. Okay. It's kind of just putting out meetings and knowing when events are.
Okay. And you're on the Student Athletic Council and also the Students Against Cancer. And that, according to the nomination letter, that is one of your favorites of some of the outside things that you do because of the ability to help out. So tell me about that.
That's really big with Relay for Life. And that's a big event in Mayapak. As come June, there's a big event. So we're able to fundraise before that and get a lot of support to help in the big event that happens in June July. I don't know exactly when it is.
Yeah, Relay for Our Life is a big one, and we always do our best to support that here at WHUD as well. So I definitely recognize that. Now, with everything that you've got going on, and obviously there's a lot. You've got the playoffs coming up. You've got what you're doing as a student. You have thoughts of college coming up. How do you manage it all? Because that's a lot of stuff. Do you do anything special to try to keep things in order?
Definitely ask for help. A lot of people, my parents are big helps with all of my kind of keeping me on track with a lot that I have to do. And being good at time management is one of the things that helps me out. So knowing when I have to do, whenever I have to do it, and what I have to do is a big part of it.
Yes. And then what do you do, when you get 5 minutes to yourself? Is there anything that you do for a hobby, anything to take a little bit of a breather?
I take a nap.
Now, you see, not only did I graduate from the same school that you are going to graduate from, even though I'm older, we can agree on that as well. Okay. The old dude takes naps all the time. So, but hey, it works. I'm sure it works for you because yes, you're doing very well. So, now coach, before we close up shop here with Lauren, any last thoughts here on her and the playoffs coming up?
I think it's just a really exciting time. I mean, this year coming in as a new coach, I mean, I think it's going as well as I could have imagined. And I think the girls are really rising to the occasion, and Lauren is a big part of that. And I think we're really coming together to try and do something special. And I'm just so thankful that I have players like Lauren on my team, and that we have a great group of girls. And no matter what, this is a special year, right? These girls are putting their best efforts out there, and they're really creating a family community and reaching out to the community and getting into the community, that it's really more about basketball at this point too. So, and I hope so. I hope they're having fun as well, but I'm just excited to see where it takes us and to continue on this crazy kind of ride that we're on.
Oh, well, that's, hey, I'm with you guys on the ride. Like I said, as a fellow Mayapackian, I am wishing you all luck.
And of course, for those of you listening, just know that we do record this on a Thursday, but that last regular season game of yours is, I forget, tomorrow or today?
Today.
Today. And who do you play today?
Carmel.
Oh, the arch rival Carmel. I remember those days. I remember those Mayapack Carmel football games. Some of them I wish I didn't remember, as a matter of fact. Good luck to you there, Coach and Lauren. And Lauren, good luck moving forward to Adelphi. It seems like that's the perfect landing spot for you when it comes to college.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, here's to Mayapack heading into the playoffs. And for Mayapack High School's Lauren Bieberman, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.